Lee's Show. My guest today is Lefty, my filmmaker. Lefty, how are you?
I'm great.
You know,
how are you?
We launched this program, the documentary, asking for people to fund a dream project. One that, hey, I it's been my eye to want to be back in the ring for, I can't even imagine how long I wanted to be back in the wrestling ring, right? And what I've seen from this whole journey is it's not been a bed of roses, in my opinion, especially as a successful entrepreneur that has multiple businesses. And it's been very difficult to work with lots of people in wrestling. Yeah. Maybe that's one reason why I retired before. I'm not saying I'm not done, but it's been very disappointing. There have been some good feedback, good different things, but for God's sakes, wrestling fans and wrestlers and independent losers, some of the independent wrestlers are absolute losers that, guess what? You don't know what dollars are making money, let alone I made money in the business. I made money behind the business. I ran my own shows, and I'm just seeing an absolute just disrespect to the business. And bringing someone in like Lefty, who's working with streaming networks, has the Road Warriors contract, I am at wit's end of just being this Mr. Nice guy when it comes to this whole, my whole wrestling documentary story. And it's just, we've only been out a few times. So give an update, first of all, Lefty, on what's happening with the film and how people can donate for the documentary and my story, and how we've just kind of been disappointed with a lot of people who say they want to get involved, and they just, and we're just talking volunteer, be part of it, want to be part of this amazing experience, and they just aren't motivated.
Yeah, I mean, it's just one of those things where I kind of expected a little bit more myself from the wrestling community. How they're portrayed on television is not what you actually get in real life. If you guys, any of you, want to actually be a part of something that is going to change the game and kind of even shed a little bit of light in those darker areas that we all have questions to, you know, Neil is the guy to do that. And if you want to find out even more about this project, you can go to seedandspark.com and just look up Glory Days. That is what the project is under. You can find out everything and anything that you want to know there. But Neil, I want to ask you, what's with the change of heart towards the fans all of a sudden?
Change of heart to the fans. Oh, Kevin, so that's an interesting point, Lefty. Well, it's not just change of heart to fans. Change of hearts to independent pro wrestlers have never been anywhere, okay? They've luckily been gone out of their city distance, and they think wrestling, being a professional wrestler, is wrestling 2 hours, 5 minutes from their house. They've never gotten paid and made money in the business. And the respect factor of the business now, respecting people that have been in it, made money in it, and have performed in it, is absolutely disrespectful. So fans, independent wrestlers, or I call them independent marks, that, you know, work for free. It's like the bands where they go and get their cash and say that, dude. And then people talk about the paydays, $30, $20 freaking. I make that in a quarter of a second. And you're telling me I make that in a quarter of a second, or I don't even want to calculate that. I'm not Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos, but are you kidding me? So then they say, hey, I want to be part of this. They got their day job, and I don't give a damn about their day job. They got all these different things. And you're like, well, we have created a list of people that Lefty's going to reach out to. If we've reached out to you, you've been very responsive of my comeback. You want to be part of this amazing project. And I don't do things half-ass. I don't do things for a joke. I'm doing it for real. But I'm also disappointed in watching what wrestling has become. But for the fans, oh, come on now. The fans I never liked. I didn't like them before. They're not my clientele base. They're probably not even my listeners to my podcast, radio show, or TV show, because they're unintelligible. They are from trailer parks. They're from specific places. So you're telling me I don't know. But go ahead, Lefty.
Wow. I mean, tell us how you really feel. I mean, do you honestly think that maybe it's just because they think you can't do it, Neil?
Can't do it. See, that's an interesting question. I'm going to shoot on my late trainer, Charlie Fulton's, wife. And Irene said, Neil, be careful. Be careful. You think I'm thinking about this and be careful. But I'm also going to say some of these wrestling guys are beating their bodies up, making nothing on an independent show. It's an absolute joke. It's a farce. It was a farce 20 years ago. It's still a farce today. Go live your glory days. Right. And again, you coming up that name glory days. I don't want to get involved in the boss and all that saying this, but the point is, are you kidding me? So my relationship with the fans, can I really do this? Well, I have decided that after training a few times in the ring with guys who just stand around sometimes, most, I don't go and stand around. I'm hardworking. I put 16 hours a day into my agency. I'm celebrity entrepreneur. And I don't want to hear, okay, let's do this. Let's have this feedback. Let's go out and do this. You know, what The Rock was able to do where he shipped his ring into specific places, that was pretty impressive. But ultimately, at the end of the day, I'm looking at dollar signs. I don't need to spend that time in brand. And I'm looking at the independents and I'm shaking my head. And that's all. I'm shaking my head and saying, why would I be proud of that? Maybe I was proud of that at 25, mm-hmm. But why the hell am I getting proud of that now? I want to be in audiences of 1,000, 2,000 people in the ring. I mean, in the audience. So that's my point. But me ready, training right now using DDP yoga, no weight training at this point, but getting bigger and stronger every day and flexible and strengthening my spine thanks to Diamond Dallas Page. So I'm not in any way not going to be ready. But I'd probably be even better shape or not in pain at all because of DDP yoga. So DDPY yoga. So I'm going to say that, but with all the things, so it's disappointing the independent marks and the fans to see what they're doing. One thing about our documentary is we're not going to protect the business at all. Screw that. I'm not protecting the business. Maybe they'll have to have something specifically because the business has treated me okay. But as sure as hell in Pittsburgh, it's never treated me well because I was the one that drew the houses of 600-700 people, Mr. Miller, that dropped to 300 when I walked out the door without the late Sean Shocker Evans, without the Dog Pound, without Bubba. I left, went to Steel City, and the fans came to me. So even why Norm jobbed me out? My respect. That's why we were trying to do this as a story and look at the respect. But dude, I won't even miss a beat by the time I'm in shape. And I don't even think I need to get in the ring to wrestle as a big guy. Yes, when you're going and taking all those bumps like The Rock and taking all these different things, but I'm not taking that crap. I'm just going to beat the hell out of whoever I get in the ring. But go ahead.
And who are you calling out? Who are you getting in that ring with?
Calling out. I've called out so many people. But one that's surprising me that kind of really got me upset is a senior citizen.
No.
A senior citizen who told me, come to my camp, work out with me during an interview. And that's Dan Severin.
Oh, wow.
Dan, I almost beat the hell out of Dan back when he was Mr. UFC superstar. But now, come on now. He's a senior citizen. He's just going place to place, figuring out where he's going. So fans of Dan Severn, that's the kind of person that I should be in a ring with for my comeback story. You know, cash flow. You know, I know he's ducking me over an OVW. And then you look at specifically enough people that want to be wrestlers, like Mr. John Kreese, Martin Cove, thinking he could come in there and kick my butt. All these people are just going to be very, very surprised when I get back in the ring. And I don't want fanfare. I could care less about the fans. So when you're asking me for these donations and all this BS, forget it. The media giant rules the world. He's creating an empire, and he could create an empire in wrestling because he can do whatever he wants when he wants, because he chooses to do it.
You know what? I think you said it the best yourself. Dan, whether you make it with a cane, a walker, a wheelchair, just get your butt to that ring, man. Let's see this happen.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, and a shout out my story. So again, Antonio Sabato Jr. wants to play me if it becomes a movie. And I think I'm better looking than Antonio. Mr. Calvin Klein underwear supermodel protege. Hot shot Drew Lazario. Not reached out to Drew, who has Wildcat belts, but that's probably somebody on my list because I think Drew would love to be part of this project as well. This is the other thing. If you're going to be part of this project, don't look at your 20 miles down the road bullshit, okay? Don't look at, oh, because I'm wrestling 20 miles down the road, I'm not going to work with Neil in this project because I'm protecting my territory. That's not protecting a territory. None of you guys have television. It's the most ridiculous thing in the world, Lefty. So, Dan Severin, take him down. People like Derek Stone, ducking me. Colorado Kid, but we don't know who's going to be in the ring with me. But we're going to tell the true story of wrestling. As you're coming out in May to interview me to kind of pull my, you know, shoot on a bunch of different things, which I did before, and I'll probably get in trouble for. But do I care?
It doesn't seem like you care.
No, I really don't care. So, but Lefty, I mean, your thoughts, I mean, the fans, so Seed and Spark, it's on. But ultimately, I might write some checks to make this happen anyways. But what are your thoughts?
I mean, you are the media giant at the end of the day. So one way or another, we are going to see this happen. And I'm curious. I'm very curious to know, after the remarks you just made about Dan, how his response is going to be.
Dan's going to duck me. He's too busy. He's retired. You know, he says, oh, I'm going to talk to Billy Corgan. Billy's going to be like, no, we're not taking a gray hair, all gray mustache. He's not the beast anymore. He is a senior citizen. But I know there are a lot of senior citizens still in wrestling. But I'm not a senior citizen yet. I got a few more years. About 14, I guess.
About 14.
14 years. That's going to be, by that point, maybe that won't even matter. 65 will be the next 40. But it's ridiculous. So I guess calling out Dan Severin, that's a match that people want to see. Main event. I'm a main event guy. And to have Dan Severin submit with one of my submit holds, that would be great. Maybe then I can make a UFC, go ahead and contact people to do some UFC events, because I'm going to get in such great shape, train with the best people possible before the matches. But everyone, you know, I don't care if you donate. It doesn't matter to me, because I'm going to make sure this happens regardless. Investors will want to be part of this and all that, Lefty.
We did this. We opened it up to the public because we wanted to give you guys a chance. So it's up to you whether you take it or not. We're going to either keep these doors open or close these doors, but it's going to happen either way. So the ball
is every morning. I'm saying my prayers and eating my vitamins. Just kidding. But I'm definitely doing DDPY yoga, getting in very, very good shape. Can handle the ring, no problem, but I'm 6'10". As my good friend, Metal Maniac, said, nope, all you got to do, Neil, is just freaking beat the hell out of them. Right, it's it. I don't need to do any hurricanranas or let's go ahead and do some flips and watch gymnastics. Why has wrestling become gymnastics? I could care less. Ooh, you can do that stuff. If you got in the ring with me, I'd stretch you in 5 seconds. Severin would stretch you in 5 seconds. What has happened to the professional wrestling business where guys are 5'4"? You know, it used to be superstar Bill Dundee, the true midget of wrestling. They're all that size. What the heck? I'm looking at them like they don't look like wrestlers. They should be gymnasts or join the circus. And that's the wrestling business. Ooh, great. Sports entertainment, or now we're going to call it professional wrestling. It's just so that the people in the audience think they could really do it, and they probably can now. We might as well put people in the audience and not be somebody that you normally don't see, 6 foot 10, 7 foot, whatever I am, 300 pounds. You're not going to see many of those people walk into an airport, walk into a hotel room, walk outside to, I'm again, a legend. And there you go. So I'm excited about this. And then, you know, Dan Severn with this Geritol. And again, I'm looking at, you know, another senior citizen. We might have the senior citizens bring Martin Cove, Dan Severn, bring every one of the Geritol, old time, need to retire, you know, go to an old folks home type of places. You know, there you go. So
just drag them out of the woodwork.
Drag them out of the woodwork. And the other thing is, a lot of people don't have, put your shekels together. They don't have two dimes because they don't know how to be innovative. And they don't know how to be entrepreneurs.
And that's exactly it. So the doors are still open. They're going to remain open for a little while longer. But guess what? That door closes every single day. Neil, thank you.
So if you get a call from Lefty, you're on my team. You don't give a call, Lefty, I could care less, because that's the other thing I have not gotten. Thank you to the people that have reached out to me and want to be part of this. And hopefully people could check this interview out, and then Lefty will be putting this out in different podcast forms and stuff. But if you chose not to honor a legend in professional wrestling in the 90s, the true giant of professional wrestling at that time that accomplished so much as an independent wrestler compared to anyone else's resume, take my resume versus your resume. I will dominate. And some of these guys are wrestling 1-2 times. Aaron Lester, Stefan, aka Stefan Devereaux, remembers this when we had Wrestle Time on WCXJ, and how I was ripping on wrestlers that have sweatpants and tennis shoes. That's what wrestlers are now: sweatpants and tennis shoes. And maybe they've worked out maybe once every blue moon, if anything. So appreciate it, neilhaley.com. And for anyone who's not a wrestling fan, I know you love me. I am the best. Appreciate it, Lefty. We'll talk soon.
Thank you.